Hi, we are back again, taking a deep look at the accelerators. So we're talking about Enterprise Search Accelerator today. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what it does and, you know, what are some of the functionalities that we get with the Enterprise Search Accelerator.
Sure. So this accelerator, and it's one of the, it's the only one in the eight that has a hard dependency on another technology from Microsoft. In this case, what we wanted to do was really leverage Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, MOS, and one of the capabilities or technical functional areas of it called the Business Data Catalog. And so we had two broad objectives with this one. First one was we wanted to allow organizations who've invested in MOS and who've invested in CRM to be able to rapidly configure audience-specific portals of CRM data. Okay. The second thing that we wanted to do was say, okay, once we've got that, let's harness some of the power of enterprise search within MOS so that I can conduct a SharePoint search. It can then find content from SharePoint, so documents and emails and web content, but also it can actually bring back CRM data. So this is a great template to, one, showcase how CRM and MOS can work together, but second of all, how I could use the BDC, Business Data Catalog, to surface pretty much any business data within SharePoint.
Well, yeah, BDC sounds really interesting. Can we jump in and take a look at, because there are a lot of terms about, you know, searching and, you know, pulling data and opening CRM. Let's have a quick look at how it's all done.
Yeah, sure. So just before we sort of do that, you know, just the Business Data Catalog enables you to define a data source. In this case, it's going to be the CRM database. And you you drop in an XML definition of a system. So the XML definition defines how I connect to that data source, and it could be a database, it could be a web service, and it will then define the structure of that information. So that's the XML file. I then register that in with SharePoint, with MOS, and then from there, I can simply go and configure a bunch of pages, configure the search settings, and it will go and treat that just like any other list data source within SharePoint. So if we actually have a look at it, you'll see the page that we've got here is a pretty standard sort of looking, you know, SharePoint page. We've got some lists of information here. And it's only when you actually look at it at closer quarters, you realize that this is actually CRM data. So, you know, and this is all configurable. So what we've done is we've registered CRM as a data source. Just out of interest, we're pointing at the filtered views of the CRM database. So we're not actually binding to the web services. We're pointing at the filtered views, and that will preserve all of the security settings and so on.
So is there anything I need to do special on my CRM system to enable BDC, or is it?
No. So CRM stays completely intact, and it's completely untouched. What you need, obviously, is a BDC definition. You then drop that into MOS, and there's some various techniques around how you can secure that and how you configure it and so on. And we'll go through that in terms of what's going to be included with the accelerator. But at a fundamental, you just need MOS set up with the BDC. You need that definition that you've written or you've got through our accelerator, and then you drop that into MOS, and away you go.
All right, I'm having VerbBots already.
Fantastic. Nice. So in terms of, you know, there's a few things that we can do. So if I actually, you know, click on this Aardvark Toys, what it's actually going to do is these other web parts here are related to that primary web part.
So they are connected.
That's correct. So this is actually bringing back contextually all of the related contacts for Aardvark Toys, all of the related sales opportunities and cases and so on. So the out-of-the-box definition that we're going to supply as part of the accelerator covers all of the base entities in CRM. So that's accounts, contacts, leads, opportunities, quotes, orders, invoices, activities, campaigns, cases, contracts, you know, so pretty much the whole smash there.
So what if I'm using the platform, I'm not using any of the sales service marketing, but I have my own custom entities and my, you know, my own data model, can I still use this?
Absolutely. So in terms of, so long as, you know, obviously that data is being configured in a standard way in CRM, that means it's going to have a filtered view. You can absolutely register that with this definition, connect to it, and then display that information accordingly. And the display side of things, it, because we're logged onto SharePoint using our credentials, using our logon credentials, it will pass that to the filtered view within within CRM, and then only return the records that I'm entitled to see. So it's a pretty strong story in from a CRM platform and from a MOS BDC perspective.
So my security is preserved, everything is intact.
Yeah.
So I see that you're connecting, you know, your CRM accounts with CRM contacts and things like that. You know, is BDC generic enough that, you know, I could connect other systems like my ERP systems or any other systems?
Yep.
Can I plug them into the same environment?
Absolutely. So, and you could even get to the point where, so you could have a definition for any of the other Dynamics applications, any other sort of third-party application. So long as you can connect to SQL or, you know, any ODBC database, you'd be able to register that within the BDC. Now, in terms of could I create relationships between different systems? Again, absolutely. So long as you've got some kind of foreign key relationship and if you can achieve that join using SQL, mm-hmm. you can absolutely register that and have that available through the BDC definition.
Awesome. So this can be my dashboard of my different applications, and CRM can very well be, you know, a huge component of it.
Absolutely. And then I think the other thing from a functional perspective is you can define what we call custom actions. So you'll see here where I highlight Aardvark Toys, we can register these custom actions. So again, the beauty of the CRM platform is every record is URL addressable. So I can say, okay, I want to be able to edit that account in CRM, click on that link, and this again is all just part of the definition as a what we call a custom action. So that means I can, from SharePoint, launch the necessary form within CRM and review that information. So that's pretty strong. And then I think, so that's the portaling side, and we'll go into a little bit of configuration at the conclusion here.
But so what else can I do, you know, besides with parts?
Okay, so that's the portaling side of things. The enterprise search, I think, is where it gets very, very exciting. So I've configured a standard sort of SharePoint search page here, and that's all configuration. There's no coding here. And then what I can do is, let's say I wanted to search for Aardvark, which I know is one of the companies. I can click on that. And what it does is it uses this search to go against everything that we've got defined in that BDC definition. So in this case, it's brought back the account record, the contact, some opportunity information. We've got some case information. So anything that we've got related, it will return accordingly. So as a search tool, it gives me that unstructured sort of search engine style that a lot of users are seeking. And if you look at our longer term strategy for CRM and some of the search elements that we're investigating, BDC is potentially one of the technologies that we're going to settle on. So really driving that global search and driving search that is more intuitive and easier and unstructured for users to work with.
Awesome. So you have the unstructured search with BDC, and I can also search from within CRM using Advanced Find. I can have richer queries, and I have a more structured data that I get back.
Absolutely. So this is really giving the best of both worlds. And just to give you an example, so I did a very specific name search there. I could also do, let's say I was looking for, you know, something generic like UK. It will then go and find any of the CRM data where UK is part of that record structure.
So that was pretty fast.
It's extremely fast, and appropriate sort of optimization and setup. But there's a lot of advice and guidance out there on MS.com and other sources as to how you sort of go and set up this infrastructure.
Cool. All right. So, anything else? Any other functionality, or are we,
So that's pretty much from a functional perspective. And I think you'll see that's a pretty powerful solution.
Absolutely.
I think what I'd like to do is sort of share with you a bit about how you sort of set this up and some of the nuances behind the scenes to make that sort of available.
Okay, let's dive right in.
Sounds good. Sounds
All
good.
Right.
So the first thing that you do is you go into the MOS, the shared services administration side.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're able to do here is you'll see that this business data catalog, so this is just a feature that you enable within MOS, you're actually able to go in and import this application definition. So if we look at that, all we need to do is browse to the specific definition file.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of our accelerator, we're going to give you that. And it's just an XML file.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as part of the accelerator, we're going to give you a technical white paper that says, here's how you can build a completely tailored BDC definition for your instance of CRM. Here's how you can take the standard one that we've delivered and tailor it to your specific data model. And also, we're shipping a utility that will actually read the metadata from CRM and populate the BDC definition for you. So
that means
you can actually, and we're going to give you the source code for that, so the developers can take that and build it out further and so on. But it means then that when I'm, from a user perspective, when I'm working with it, the terminology, the business language, the entities, everything, they make sense with how I've configured my CRM system.
Very cool. So, and I can also configure, I assume, you know, how it's get indexed, how soon, and things like that.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. So when I actually look at the application, so you'll see I've got Dynamics CRM registered here. There's all the entities that we've got set up. And if I then drill into account, there's the actual fields and attributes. There's the relationships that we've got. There's the custom actions. So all of that is supplied for you, but you can go further and add and any additional ones that you want to. Mm-hmm. Similarly, if I go back to our shared services area, what I can also do is I can actually go in and define my search settings. And this is where it gets, you know, pretty exciting. So we've got these what we term content sources, and this is just what SharePoint is working against. I can click on that, and what I can do is this will take me to what we've got defined. So you'll see that it's got various SharePoint sites. It's got some other content sources. I can just go and add a new content source. I can call this, let's say, MSCRM demo. And I can tell it that I want to search against business data, okay? And then it gives me a list of the defined applications that we've got registered. Mm-hmm. So I just pick Microsoft Dynamics CRM. I can set various crawl schedules on when I want it indexed and so forth. And then I can go OK. And that's now going to be available. So as soon as that's revved up, it means that any of the search pages can be configured to specifically look at that data source or just include it in a generic enterprise search. So it's pretty powerful.
So SharePoint indexes the, you know, all of the data, but as an end user, you know, will I be able to see other people's data? Like if I search for a contact or an account that I don't have access to, mm-hmm. is that, you know, is there like a security loop here? Or?
So and it's actually a very important point, Girish, that this is where we need obviously developer capabilities. On the display, on the list web parts, mm-hmm. no problems at all because it takes the credential and it actually runs that against the filtered view, so it only returns what I'm entitled to see. From a search perspective, the search actually runs under one specific account mm-hmm. On the particular SharePoint server or domain account. That therefore means that that pass to a filtered view means it's going to get the same record set every time. So there are techniques and mechanisms where you can actually either use some .NET assembly code or other mechanisms to actually grab the right credential, pass it to the data source and get what you need back. So there's some development areas on the search side that need to be put into place. And again, as part of the accelerator, we give you some advice and guidance and some sample code on how you can actually go about doing that.
Awesome. So watch out and be careful before jumping
Yeah,
too
so,
fast.
You know, like they say, with great power comes great responsibility. So, you know, the only other thing once you've sort of got that set up is then how, you know, the SharePoint configuration person, how they actually go and define the portal. So is that something you sort of want to have a quick look at now?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Terrific. So what I can do within here is so I can go into a site action, I can go and edit this particular page, and all we'll do is we're going to drop in a web part. Now, there's no custom web parts. These are all part of the standard business data catalog or part of the standard MOS deployment. But you've got this business data list web part, okay? So I just pick that, drop that into the particular page. I can then click the open the tool pane. So if we just scroll across here, what you'll see is that I can then go and pick the actual type of business data I want to display. So when I click on this, it gives me a list of all of the defined entities. So I'm going to pick account, drop that in there. And then I can do some more configuration here. So I can go in on the appearance and I can maybe call this, you know, MSCRM accounts.
So this is just like any other web part that I use in SharePoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for people who have used PDC before, they're going to feel right in. It's just another data source that they're plugging in and they're good to go.
Absolutely. And then what I can do is I can edit the view then. So I can say, okay, well, I'm not interested in the GUID. I'm not interested in anything, you know, outside that. I'm also only interested in, you know, I can set sort orders and filters and all that sort of stuff. And let's say I'm only interested in 5 per page. So I can do okay on that. And that's now got that defined. Now, where it becomes very useful in this in the relationships, and then I think we'll just close out with that, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So I can go in, I can edit this page, I can drop in a new web part, and rather than doing the list, you know, the business data list, what I can do here is I can actually go in and pick a related list, okay? So I can add that in. Same principles apply, but when I go and configure this in the tool pane, I can pick, and it will tell me, okay, these are the only ones that have a relationship. So I'm going to pick, in this case, contact. And then I can simply go okay on that one. And then the only thing that I need to do is I can go in here and I can actually edit the connections, and I'm going to get my related item from MS CRM accounts. So that that then means that as I go and actually pick one particular record here, so Aardvark Toys, you'll see it will actually go and get the related contacts from that. So, and to your point earlier, that means that let's say I've got data from a separate system, so long as I've got that foreign key relationship, I can use this to drill into information from different systems, but all just surface through the one portal page. So the portaling capabilities here are absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, that's really compelling for anybody who has SharePoint. And most likely, if you're a CRM customer, you know, you probably have SharePoint. But again, you know, this is a feature of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server, the full-blown version of the SharePoint.
That's correct. So at this point, we're catering for the MOS customers, but also we've got some, outside the Accelerator program, we've got some SharePoint list web parts coming that will work with WSS as well as MOS.
Awesome. Thank you. And thanks for watching this, and we'll be back soon with the next Accelerator.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you.